you met your 14-year-old self today, what would you tell yourself to do?
Go and get more education, I think. Just schooling and TAFE and all that there, because yeah. I'd love to work with, because I've been on the streets all my life, I'd love to work with homeless people, just everyone in general. Like, yeah, it'd be a good opportunity to be out there and work with everybody. Been to hell and back, so, yeah, I think it's time now to hang the coat up.
Yeah.
In the drug world, you know, like, yeah, I think I'm a bit past it now.
That's, yeah, it's a funny thing, isn't it, how we go in different stages, you know? And, like, looking back, was educated, like, encouraged in your family?
No, because I've been a state award since I was, like, 3 years old. I only met my family when I was 16, and then I still couldn't live home in Swan Hill. I left there and come to Melbourne. Didn't really get much education in my time of growing up because bad things happen at a very young age. And, yeah, I learned to read and write off the streets. And
that's a major thing, hey. When bad things happen, education is not the first thing that comes to mind.
No.
Hey. I'm so sad, and it makes me very sad to hear again another of our people are just like living on the streets, doing a hard, treated really badly in within this system, and then thrown off into the world to meet family at 16.
Yeah,
like we've got a lot of our people who are doing this. I know that, you know, stories out there that are kind of similar, sister, and it's so sad because, like, where do you get the strength, or where do you go to get support for your, even like our mental trauma we go through, you know?
I think it's just by growing up on the streets, like everyone you meet and all the people that have been through the same situation as you. And other people that have been worse, I think it makes you stronger. Yeah.
Have you spoken to many people about your childhood life experience?
No, only to my counsellors. Like, I've only gotten back into counselling before I got locked up, so, yeah.
Yes. Well, what's
took me
the
years
counselling?
To
yeah.
get, like, to build that courage up to speak about it. So, yeah, it's taken a very long time. Like, it's only been like 15 years, 20 years.
Yes.
I've learned to speak about it in the last 20 years, and now it's like I can just bring it up in a conversation. Like, back then I couldn't. It used to bring up bad memories and stuff like that, but now that I've learned to, like, control my anger and learn different strategies and that, like, yeah, it's a lot easier for me.
That's right, hey, because we do need the tools to learn how to just, you know, control it or have some...
Yeah.
How was that, like, growing up without family, mother and father? How was it then to become a mother yourself?
It was very hard. My youngest baby now is 6 years old. She stays with her sister, which is like her mum, Katrina. And, like, I've only started to, like, engage with my kids in the last 3 years, 4 years. So it takes a very long time until you can get back up on your feet, like,
yes,
before you can start interacting with your children and start to learn to love yourself and, you know, not depend on other people and other things. And, yeah, it's really hard. Mm. But, I mean, I'm 48 now, like, I'm there. Like, I think my recovery's nearly coming to an end. Like, this time coming into prison, it was about time that I got locked up because I knew that my blood pressure was really bad when I got locked up. Like, the police always thought it was, like, just hanging out. It was not hanging out. It was my health. Yes. My blood pressure was sky, very, very high. It took this time to get locked up and be hospitalised from here for a week, and yeah, now it's... Yeah,
so it affected your health?
Yeah, like it's all about my health now. I can't go out and use drugs anymore. I've been using since I was 11 and a half. I'm 48 now. Like, I can't use drugs anymore, otherwise it's... there mightn't be a next time, you know, like...
Yes, right.
So
you've had to go a really rocky road to...
Yeah.
..to get on top. What sort of has helped you get to the point you're at now?
I think it was my partner passing away. God bless his soul, Pop Moore. Yeah, and since he's passed away, I've sort of, like, struggled a little bit, but I think I'm doing all right now. Like, I think I've taken, what is it? I've let him, I let my mind let him go, you know, like, you know how you love somebody for, you love him forever.
Yes.
I'll always love him, but I know he's gone, like. So I've just got to move on. I've got my kids. We've got, like, 6 kids. And, yeah, I just got to go forward, not backwards. So, yeah.